Cashflow Technologies and Time Life present Rich Dads You Can Choose to Be Rich.
Hello, this is Robert Kiyosaki, and I want to thank you for listening to this tape. I'm also very excited about doing this program for Time Life called Choose to Be Rich. Some of you may know I've written several books on the subject. Probably the book that's most well known is Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And before I get into that book and about the story of my dads, one rich and one poor, I'd like to give you a little bit of background as to how I came to write the book in the first place. It all goes back to 1994, after I had sold my business and I made enough money so that my wife and I could retire for the rest of our lives. And I was 47 years old and she was 37 years old, and we were financially free. So a friend of mine who helped start a company called MTV called me and says, "Congratulations. Every entrepreneur's dream is to sell their business and retire early." He says, "Congratulations, I did the same thing, but I want to give you one bit of advice." And I said, "What's that?" He says, "Take a year off." He says, "One of the greatest benefits money can buy you is free time. And it's one of the greatest things you can do. And not too many people in their 40s have the opportunity to just sit around and do nothing, you know, and contemplate life. So take a year off." And because I trust this individual and he's been a good friend of mine for years, I listened to him and I went down to Southern Arizona. I live in Phoenix, Arizona today. Southern Arizona, to a little town called Bisbee, Arizona, which is near a town called Tombstone, which is pretty famous for their outlaws and Marshal Wyatt Earp and stuff like this. And I bought a small ranch up there. I built a house and I started my year off. I just sat up there. And one thing about this little mountain village town called Bisbee, it sits on the Arizona-New Mexico-Mexico border. It is one of the only towns in Arizona that does not require air conditioning because it's so high up in the mountains. And it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful town. And I sat up there and took my year off. And after about a year and a half, I began to understand what my friend was trying to tell me. He said that one of the greatest things that money can buy you by retiring early is it gives you a time to contemplate your life. It gives you an opportunity to start life over. And I sat up there for that year, year and a half, and I really looked at all the stupid things I did and the smart things I've done and things I wish I hadn't done or what the lessons I learned from the stupid things I've done. And I really got to synthesize and redesign my life again. So around 1996, I came out of the mountains finally. My year or so was over. And you know that song, "Is That All There Is?" I had money, I had youth, I had a great wife and all this. And I came out of that mountain and I realized that what it had bought me was 18 years. In other words, by retiring at age 47, and most people retire at age 65, it had bought me 18 years of life. And I said, what a great gift money buys you. It bought me 18 years of never having to work again, to be free to do exactly what I want to do, when I want to do it, all that other stuff. So I came roaring out of the mountains and I was ready to start off on my new life. But something else happened as I sat up there in that mountain cabin. I decided that I should leave a path or a trail as to how I got there. How did I retire earlier, 18 years ahead of schedule? And so when I rolled out of the mountains, I rolled out with my little Apple Macintosh computer. All that was in there was the book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and I had a rough sketch of a board game called Cashflow 101. And what I was going to do was leave behind a trail for anybody who was interested as to what my rich dad taught me about money, all the things that he taught me so that I could retire early. And that's why I wrote the book. And I didn't really expect it to sell. Initially, every book publisher and every bookstore and every distributor turned it down, said this thing will never sell. And currently, it's sold over 3 million copies. It's in 23 or 29 different languages throughout the world right now. And it's gone strictly by word of mouth. And all I wanted to do was leave behind a trail to tell people what my rich dad taught me about money. So the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad is a true story. I'm fourth generation Japanese American. I look Japanese, but I don't speak Japanese. So don't come up to me and practice the language on me. I was raised in Hawaii. And my real dad was the head of education for the state of Hawaii. He's a very, very smart man. I would probably say he's an academic genius. He graduated from a four-year university in less than 2 years. And then went on to Stanford, University of Chicago and Northwestern to do some other graduate work. So when I was in high school, my real dad was the head of education in the town that I lived in. He was the boss. So my rich dad was my best friend's father. And so when we were in high school, I started working for my rich dad. And so Rich Dad, Poor Dad is a true story about what two fathers tell their two sons, my best friend and I, about the subject of money. And as we all know, our school system teaches us very little, if anything, about the subject of money. So for most of us, we learn about money from our parents. It's handed down from parent to child. So Rich Dad, Poor Dad is a contrast between what one father says about money, my dad, middle-class dad, very high-paid government official. But the reason I call him my poor dad was very simply because, like many people, he worked very hard. He got his pay raises, kept going back to school so he'd get more promotions. But no matter how much money he made, he was broke at the end of every month. And he kept saying to him, well, I'm a school teacher. I'm not interested in money. And so that's why I call him my poor dad. And unfortunately, he worked hard all his life. He eventually died poor. So Rich Dad, Poor Dad is a very simple story about what two fathers tell their two sons about the subject of money.